All right, gang, here we go. It is Tuesday, the sequel to Monday. It's June 18th. How's it going? It's Dave here. All the good stuff from the John DiBella Show. It's the Daily Podcast. Thanks for checking it out. Today was all about secrets. Parental secrets. We had some stories that we found online of some very juicy family secrets, so we hit the phones to hear about things you found out about your parents later in life that were shocking, disgusting, and downright deviant. We celebrated McCartney's birthday today before breakfast with the Beatles and heard about what the Westboro Baptist Church has been up to. We raised money last week for the military and today covered something the military raised in the sky. There was junk in the sky and we have audio to prove it. Plus, a woman has taken her rather unique business into strange territory since she decided to rent out her wares. Find out about that and all the other good stuff I just mentioned right here, right now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
So I saw this thing online yesterday, and I'm curious if it holds true for any of us here in the studio or anybody who's listening. The number, 215-263-WMGK. The article was things you found out about your parents that you wish you hadn't, right, okay. Or that you didn't know, right? That you were already an adult when you found this out. Like, my first wife found out that she had a sister who died in a fire before she was born.
Whoa.
Didn't find that out until she was in her 30s.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
Didn't find it out until she was in her 30s. Yeah. Then in this article, there was this story about we were really poor growing up, and I spent a lot of time with my family friends. Came to find out that both my parents were crackheads.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, so sometimes they're bad. Sometimes, like, my dad was a minor league baseball player for 2 weeks.
That's cool.
I wish I found that out.
I'm curious if anybody else has anything out there of things that they learned about their parents and wish they hadn't or just never knew, right? You know, some of it is like, wow, that was like really weird. Like, my mom would give tattoos to gang members in exchange for drugs. That was another one that was on the list.
In fact, one of them might be my dad.
Right? It's very possible.
And you know this one. I found it out while I was at college, I think. Or maybe on the road playing music. The one time my brother was like, hey, next time you're home, just so you know, just a little tip off here. We noticed that mom and dad, when they're rocking a robe, you know, when they have like their robes on.
Right.
It's kind of obvious point that
it's lucky night.
It's that night. Yes. Robe night is a major tell. So if you're home on the weekend and you see that, maybe hit the bar with your friends or, you know, go down in the basement, play your drums real loud or something.
Give them a good beat, Dave.
Things you found out about your parents that you wish you hadn't. So,
that's hysterical.
Robe night. Right. Do you got one? Call us here in the studio. The question at hand, things that you found out about your parents that you wish you hadn't, and I found this article online, this whole thing, all these people posting this stuff. This one, this is the one that gets me the most. My mom was a driver at a gas station robbery. She was the getaway driver.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, right. Cindy, you got anything? You find out anything about your parents that you didn't want to know?
You know, they really were pretty open about everything. But Dave's story reminded me that they wore robes a lot.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yes, it's robe night.
It's a tell.
It's robe night.
It's a big
tell. What about
you,
Steve?
It's simple, but not terrible. But I remember I found out my dad's first sales job was selling Massengill. Douche. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, big damn douche salesman.
God. Was he good?
Oh, look at him. Look where he's at now.
That's why his card said Douchey Dan.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
Today is Paul McCartney's birthday. Paul McCartney, 77 years old. Do you know that Paul McCartney is the number one single songwriter in history?
I believe it.
Right. I mean, he has either written or co-written 30 different number one hits. Right, and he's 77 years old today. In all honesty, if I was a betting man, which I am, I would put my money on McCartney as being the last one standing.
Oh boy!
Right, yeah. Although him and Ringo are both very, very healthy guys. They've always been the two of them have always been health conscious. Right? I mean, Ringo when they went to India, right? Ringo wasn't sure if he was going to like the food, so he brought two suitcases. One was filled with his clothes, and the other one was filled with cans of vegetarian baked beans.
Oh, my God.
Not that he wasn't vegetarian, but that's the ones that were available.
Okay.
All right? So they've always been health conscious, but it's Paul's birthday, so why not be all Paul this morning?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You remember the fine folks at the Westboro Baptist Church?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. The nut jobs that hang out in front of, you know, people's, funerals and with Stein. Just nasty, nasty people. Anyway, there is a sign now outside their church, outside of the Westboro Baptist Church, with a stern warning to any unholy evil doers who might be passing by.
Okay.
The sign actually says, it reads, "Atheists, antitheists, vegans, god mockers, and Christian eaters will burn in hell."
Christian eaters?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a. Have you seen a lot of this Christian eating going on out there?
I mean, I do it all day long, all show long.
Yeah, well, no, they're a Christian eating. No, these are people eating Christians.
Oh, Jesus. Never.
Right. Yeah, no. Well, there are times, but we really won't get into that detail.
Yeah, it's a family show.
Wow.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Some time back, we were talking about this earlier, about 2 years ago, these photos started showing up all over the internet about a jet stream, a vapor trail that some jet made up in the sky purposely because it looked like somebody's junk. It had everything. All the parts were there. Mm-hmm. The jewels, the shaft, the whole thing was all there. Right? And it ended up being a group of fighter pilots who were on maneuvers outside of Seattle. Mm-hmm. Right? And all hell broke loose because of it. What happened to the pilots, Dave?
Basically, okay, so there was two in the cockpit.
Right.
This is the Electronic Attack Squadron 130.
All right.
And then I guess they had a flight controller on the ground somewhere. So okay. You're going to hear three voices this piece. But, they did a training mission. It was done. They were bored and decided to have a little bit of fun
with some
artistic renderings in the sky for everybody.
Now, from what I understand in this audio, they had a wind problem because they thought the wind was going to blow all of this away.
They did.
And it didn't.
It didn't. And as a matter of fact, in reading into this, the audio, by the way, is thanks to the Freedom of Information Act.
Okay.
It was a request by somebody out there. So we thank you. They tried to erase their artwork because they're like, oh crap, the wind isn't happening. They're going to see this. We're going to get screwed. They tried to erase it by flying through it. Didn't work. Everybody saw it on social media, and then they got grounded. I don't think the ramifications were too heavy.
Right.
But these guys are legends now in the Navy.
Yeah, oh, that's for sure. Now, the reason why we're bringing this up now is, as Dave said, the audio from these guys has recently been released, and it went down like this. Or it should go down like this.
Draw a giant sky penis. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to basically draw a figure eight and turn around and come back. I'm going to go down, grab some speed, hopefully get out of the contrail layer so they're not connected to each other.
Dude, that'd be so funny. It's like airliners coming back on the way into Seattle. Just this big giant penis. We could almost draw a vein in the middle of it, too. Big old jet
airliner. Yeah, balls are going to be a little lopsided. Okay, balls are complete. Got to navigate a little bit over here for the shaft.
And which way is the shaft going?
The shaft will go to the left.
It's going to be a wide shaft.
Sky pilot. Yeah, I don't want to make it just like three balls.
It does. And the head of that penis is going to be thick.
Man, I got to say, that looks pretty good.
You are a natural born artist. I'm learning to fly.
This is like the biggest penis I have ever seen.
All the airlines are going to be seeing that, If you do it fast, make sure it's kind of scribbled out. it's staying there quite a long time. It's not dissipating at all.
Yeah, it's kind of a good point. I guess I'll kind of go through a pass again. Hopefully it doesn't, make it look more veiny than it already is. But.
Hey, well, I tell you, that's a great penis right there. That's a great penis. Make the Navy proud.
Are you going to post that picture?
Oh, it's already up there.
Oh, it's already up there.
Yes, check the Facebook page.
All right, well, we're flying high again.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, you, that's... Go away, Baton!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We found this website where people were posting stories about things they found out about their parents that they wish they hadn't. Right. And we're curious if you have a story like this. I mean, this one was, my parents had to get married because my mom got pregnant. The reception was at a McDonald's. Okay. All right. I don't know which part they didn't know, right? Because mom got pregnant or that the reception was at the McDonald's. And then the one that gets me the most is my mom was the getaway driver in a gas station robbery.
Yeah, that's intense.
That is really intense, right? Another one, I never met my dad. My mom told me he was 30 years older than her. She had me when she was 15.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah. All right, so what do you got? I mean, give us your calls. We asked this question a little while ago, things you found out about your parents that you wish you hadn't. And some of the stories that I found online when I originally saw this story, one guy said, I said, we were really poor growing up, and I spent a lot of time with family friends. I came to find out that both of my parents were crackheads. This is like, really? Right? Although I still love my mom with a driver in a getaway car for a gas station robbery.
Yep.
Right? My dad isn't my real dad. My mom cheated, and this dude stuck it out. I don't know who my real dad is.
Wow.
All right? So we've opened up the phone lines, 215-263-WMGK, and want to see, well, just for you yourself, right, things you found out about your parents that you wish you hadn't. We got Gary on the line.
Morning. What I found out was my dad met my mom after the war. He was in the army in Germany. So they get married, they have my brother, and then they have me, and they move, you know, they come back to the States. And years later, we're going to go on vacation, and they're like, oh, you're going to meet your stepbrother. And we're like, stepbrother? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, your mom was married before she met your dad, as if we would know that. Now, the thing that I found out even later, more recently, was that not only did I have one stepbrother, but I have another stepbrother. And then that, in combination with a lot of other things, just wish never knew that.
Now, hold on a second. These stepbrothers, obviously the first one was with another man. Was the was the second one with the same...
The same marriage.
Same marriage. Okay, so you had two. All right, because I was wondering, like, because if there was another man, awfully trampy mom.
Yeah. That would definitely be something I wouldn't want to know. But why it was such a secret, you know, who knows?
All right, okay. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, John, have a good one.
Angela.
Good morning, John.
So what was it for you? What did you find out about your parents that you wish you hadn't?
It was my mom. I didn't find this out until my early 40s. It was about 1938, 39. She was a straight-A student in high school. Her mom told her in the middle of senior year she had to quit high school and go and get a job. She got so upset about it, she ran away to New York City for 6 months, didn't tell her family where she was that whole time. She lived up there. She found a job as a nanny living with a family up there. And when we found out, I found out through a cousin who told me. I asked my mom about it. She was so upset that we found out. And she said, you girls were never supposed to find out about this. This was a secret. You should have never known this.
Well, was she afraid in your 40s you were going to run away from home?
I think she thought it was just a horrible thing that she had done. And my sisters and I were more like, you go, girl. Mom.
Angus?
Well, actually, my name's Tom. I'll tell you my real name.
Okay, all right. So let's start again. Tom?
Yeah.
All right. What did you find out about your parents you wish you hadn't?
After my folks passed away in 2000, I was 29 years old. I found out that my sister and I were both the products of artificial insemination. We weren't my dad's biological kids.
Whoa.
Wow, why would they keep that from you? It's not like you weren't their seed. It's,
well, I've come to find out that back in the 60s when they were doing this stuff, it was kind of embarrassing, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So they swore everybody to secrecy. But here's the other thing that I found out. I found out that the reason that my dad couldn't have kids is that in the 30s, when he was on a camping trip when he was very young, he had his scrotum ripped open while he was sliding down a tree.
All three of our jaws just dropped open at the same time.
When we're that quiet, it's pretty damn shocking.
It gets better. My grandmother, his mother, they were so far away from any hospital, she sewed him shut.
Oh, come on! Oh, my God. Do we have to take any more questions?
I don't think so.
Let's just hang out with this guy for a while. I want to talk some
now
more.
Now I understand why you wanted to be Angus.
Oh, my God.
So that he wouldn't bleed out, she sewed him up to get him to the hospital where they took good care of him and told him, you know, his vas deferens was damaged, so probably never have kids.
Wow.
So. That's insane. Unbelievable.
Hold on, just out of curiosity, how did you find out after they passed away?
First, one of my estranged aunts kind of maliciously told me this when she had an opportunity, and I didn't really believe it for a long time, and then we recently did my DNA, my wife and I did our DNA, and I found out that, yes, indeed, I have another biological father who I never met, and I have a half-brother who's like 4 years younger than me.
Are you trying to find your dad?
Well, I know where he is, yeah. I haven't talked to him yet.
All right. Well,
good luck, man.
Good luck.
Well, Tom Angus, Angus Tom, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DiBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
You know, with every trend comes a money-making opportunity, and there's a woman named Jade Stanley who found hers when sex dolls became a thing. Mm-hmm. All right, as she started buying them from Asia and turned around to sell them from anywhere between $1,200 and $6,200, depending on how elaborate they are. And then, you know, and the dealing didn't stop there because she figured, you know what, as long as I have these dolls, right, why don't I, prepare yourself for this, rent them out?
She's an entrepreneur.
Okay. All right, so she and her husband, Elliot, right, started to rent the dolls out on a weekly basis. It brings in lots of cash, although she has discovered that the rental business has a downside. They don't come back in the most pristine condition.
Is there a security deposit?
Right. You know, what did you think? You're renting sex dolls to deviants.
The John DiBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.